Unit 9. Sports and Fitness. Reading 2.
Gi. What is gi? Gi means different things to different people. Some say that it is a force created by practicing breathing exercises. Some say that it is highly developed concentration. Still others say that it is an electrical force that circulates within the body of all living creatures. Some even claim that qi is a person's soul. Where does the idea of qi come from? Most information about qi comes from Asia. For thousands of years, the people of India have believed in this type of energy, which they call prana. According to Indian mystics or holy men, highly developed prana can allow a man to equal the physical strength of several men, letting him bend thick metal bars and lift heavy objects. The Chinese call this force qi, the Koreans qi, and the Japanese ki. Regardless of the name, the traditional thinking in Asia is that this energy can be used for health, relaxation, and self-defense. Special qi doctors in China, Korea, and Japan believe that qi travels through our body like cars on a highway. They believe that some types of pain are caused by qi not being able to flow smoothly, similar to a traffic jam on the road. They use a special system of needle therapy called acupuncture or a type of massage, reiki, to help unblock those areas where qi cannot flow freely. Sometimes these doctors are able to direct the qi from their own bodies into the bodies of their patients. Qi meditation, popular in China, teaches its followers to send their qi to the muscles of the heart, stomach, face, and neck. These are the places where stress builds up the most. These people believe that learning how to direct their qi to these areas will help them relax and live longer, healthier lives. Probably the most well-known examples of qi development can be found in the area of martial arts. Exercises like Hapkido, Aikido, and Tai Chi teach people to develop their qi for self-defense. The Shaolin monks of central China are known for their ability to control their qi and do amazing things with their bodies. They are able to bend heavy iron bars with their bare hands, touch their tongues to red-hot swords without injury, and endure freezing cold temperatures with no discomfort. Can science prove the existence of qi? With modern computer technology and sensitive recording equipment, maybe it can. Researchers from the University of Southern California have been performing experiments to see if there are any actual physical changes in the bodies of people who undertake qi meditation, and they have found interesting results. By attaching special computers that measure brainwaves to the heads of qi meditation students, scientists have been able to detect large increases of electromagnetic waves in their brains. Also, computerized brain scans show that people who do qi exercises use 25% more of their brain area than people who do ordinary meditation. Qigong practitioners are also able to direct energy to different parts of their body. This energy can be observed on special machines used to record body heat. Is qi meditation helpful? Is qi real? Whether science says it is or not, many people throughout Asia have no doubt about its existence or its healthy benefits. Maybe the only way to know for sure is to try for yourself.